Hello again from sunny southwest Florida, where the sun actually went behind the clouds for an hour today. This is Bill Miller, starting to prepare for the return to Hayrol and thinking maybe a few snippets of some of the goings-on around here for the next couple of weeks might be in order. It'll be just two short weeks when John Lester toes the rubber in Detroit to face American League Most Valuable Player and Cy Young winner Justin Verlander to start their respective seasons. A sidebar to that matchup will be the unusual double win by Verlander. His copping the Most Valuable Player award literally snagged the coveted award from Jacoby Ellsbury of the Red Sox. Ellsbury finished second in the balloting. Among the newbies who will be wearing Red Sox uniforms are a couple of stars of the past. Alex Ochoa and Jerry Royster will be manning the first and third base coaching boxes this year. Tim Bogar, who handled the third base coaching box last year, has been promoted to bench coach. Things to look out for while at this time of spring training will include pairing the playing roster to 25 players, including filling the two starting pitching slots which are available, and checking to see what might be available in the trading market, although there are no rumors spreading down here about any kind of a trade, whatever. I look for at least a couple of surprises to make the Detroit trip. One is Pedro Ciriaco, a middle infielder who has speed, a quick bat, and great defensive skills. It would be interesting at some point if Ciriaco and Pedroia were making the Keystone combination. Sounds pretty good, Petey and Petey. My other surprise is Ryan Lavanwe, a catcher who is all upside. He's a joy to watch at the plate and is making the necessary refinements behind the plate. They will both be up, it's just a matter of when. One of the pleasantries of staying at our hotel is the presence of several minor league players. We have met several young men who will be playing at La Leche Park in Lowell for the Spinners. Some are headed for Salem, not Salem, Mass., not Salem, New Hampshire, but Salem, Virginia, and Greenville, South Carolina, to other Red Sox minor league teams. To a man, they possess what we know is the Red Sox type of player. What wasn't quite as pleasant was looking for my wife at the ballpark. When I found her, she was patting an alligator. I told her I would meet her later. Thanks to Tim Coco for allowing the shenanigans from 1,456 miles away. And please do not tell the ruffians at Moxdeli that we will soon be home. Until the next time, this is Bill Miller signing off directly from JetBlue Park in Florida at Fort Myers, Florida for WHAV.